Welcome to the 2007 MIAC Men's Basketball Playoff Preview. I'm Carlton Senior Adam Rosso, joined by fellow Carlton Senior Jake Zivin, and we'll be previewing this week's upcoming MIAC postseason men's basketball tournament.
First, we'll preview the two first-round matchups as St. Olaf travels to Bethel and Carlton travels to Gustavus Adolphus. Then, we'll sit down with the coaches of the two teams that earned a bye in the MIAC playoffs, St. Thomas head coach Steve Fritz and St. John's head coach Jim Smith, to hear their perspectives on the 2007 MIAC playoffs.
The 3-vs-6 game pits the Olies of St. Olaf College against the Royals of Bethel University. These two teams split during the regular season, so this game will be the rubber match. The third-seeded Royals come into the game after posting a 13-7 MIAC record, and they also boast the conference's most potent offensive attack, scoring 81.9 points per game. They are led by junior guard Tim Madsen, who won the MIAC scoring title, averaging 20.2 points a contest. The Olies will look to their strong defense to slow down the Bethel attack. St. Olaf was third in the MIAC in scoring defense at 67.4 points per game and surrendered just 59.4 points per game in their victories compared to 73.9 in their losses. They are led offensively by senior Mark Bergstrom, who paces the team in scoring at 11.4 points per game and is also second in rebounding with 4.5 per contest. The keys to the game for the Royals begin with their ability to get off to a good start at home. They were 10-3 at Robertson Center this season and are 6-0 all-time in the MIAC playoffs. The Royals also averaged over 87 points per game in MIAC play at Robertson Center. The other key will be the offensive production of Steve Strom. Strom scored just 1 point in the loss to the Olies down in Northfield, but scored 17 in the win at Bethel. For the season, Strom is averaging just 3.7 points per game in Bethel losses compared to 9.1 points a game in wins for the Royals. So if he can take pressure off the three M's, Madsen, Moberg, and Meadowcroft, look for the Royals to advance. The keys for St. Olaf begin with their perimeter defense. The Olies cannot match up inside with Moberg and Meadowcroft of the Royals, but they do have the athletes on the perimeter to slow down the Bethel guards, which was the difference in the games earlier this season. They are just 1-8, however, when giving up over 70 points this season. So if this game is played in the 60s, the Olies could prevail, but if it is in the 70s and 80s, look for the Royals to move on.
The other matchup pits the 4th-seeded Gustavus Adolphus Gusties against the 5th-seeded Carleton College Knights. Carleton and Gustavus have each looked like MIAC championship contenders at times this season, but have also suffered losses to bottom-level MIAC teams. The 4th-seeded Gusties are the most successful team in MIAC postseason history, having won 9 playoff titles and compiling a league-best 23-7 record. Meanwhile, the 5th-seeded Knights are a paltry 3-14 in the MIAC playoffs and have never won a playoff game on the road. The Gusties are 18-4 in the Lund Center. So, while history seems to favor the Gusties, this year's results tell a different story. Carleton swept the two meetings between the two teams this season, including a 66-53 victory in St. Peter on January 17th. Gustavus is led by wing Trevor Whitwer, who leads the Gusties in both scoring and rebounding. The junior from Redwood Falls, Minnesota, averages 14.7 points per game and 5.5 rebounds per game. Senior post Phil Soudan is second on the team in both categories, as he is averaging 12.4 points and 5.3 rebounds per game. Junior Andrew Double provides the Gusties with scoring off the bench, as he's third on the team with 10.1 points per game. The Knights are led by the MIAC's 7th leading scorer, sophomore post Zach Johnson, who averaged 16.8 points per game in MIAC play. Senior point guard Jake Phillips contributes 14.1 points per game, while junior Tommy Drake has scored 13.9 points per game for the Knights. As a team, Carleton has been one of the stingiest defensive units in the MIAC, giving up a mere 62.1 points per game, second best in the conference. In the first two games, the Knights were sparked by their senior point guard, as Phillips averaged 20 points, 4 assists, and 4 rebounds, and Carleton forced twice as many turnovers as they committed in each of those games. The Knights have won 4 of their last 5 games, while Gustavus has lost 3 in a row, so if recent form dictates play, look for Carleton to advance. But if history has its say, then expect the Gusties to defend their home court and reach the MIAC semifinals for the 7th straight season.
The winners of the first round matchups will move on to play either St. Thomas or St. John's on Wednesday night in the MIAC semifinals. The Tommies and Johnnies earned first round byes after finishing first and second respectively in the MIAC standings.
Top-seeded University of St. Thomas has been one of the top teams in Division III all season long. The 8th-ranked Tommies are led by a trio of senior studs. Shooting guard Brian Schnettler was the MIAC's second leading scorer, averaging 19.9 points per game, and is one of the top 3-point threats in the country, as he averages 4.3 trays per game while shooting 48% from behind the arc. Senior Isaac Roosevelt is one of the most intimidating forces in the MIAC, as he averaged 17.5 points and 10.0 rebounds per game, and power forward Mike Keenan completes the trio, averaging 15.6 points and 9.3 rebounds per game. St. Thomas head coach Steve Fritz talked about his senior leadership.
We're lucky to have 5 seniors, and you know, all were involved in our playoff run last year in NCAA play, and most of them played the year before too, and got when we got to the finals against Gustavus and things. So we will look for all of our seniors to give us leadership from here on out.
While the high-powered Tommy offense receives most of the headlines, St. Thomas has quietly been the best defensive unit in the MIAC. They lead the conference in blocks and rebounding margin and give up a league-best 61.8 points per game. Fritz pointed to the contributions of lesser-known players as the key to their defensive success.
As much as we have some offensive talent, I also think we have some kids that are very, very good defenders. Lonnie Robinson, who starts at the 3-spot for us, is a great one-on-one defender. And Andy Dwyer, who's our point guard, is a good defender. And Mike Keating at the 4-spot has got some quicks that can make it difficult for a matchup too. And then Isaac Roosevelt can block some shots in the middle and so forth. And then Brian Schnettler's a nice defender too. So we really do think we have nice balance between our offense and defense.
If the Tommies can advance to the MIAC championship game, they could be faced with facing their bitter rival, second-seeded St. John's. The two teams split their meetings in the regular season, with each team defending their home court. Looking ahead to a potential rubber game with the Johnnies on championship Saturday, Coach Fritz sees great similarity between the two rivals.
They're very much like us. They have a lot of seniors, and you know, you look at statistically in the league, they're very good offensively, very good defensively, and so you really have to be, I think, on top of your game to beat them, and we felt we needed a good game out of obviously our top 3 scorers, but we needed a good game defensively and from everybody involved too.
And now, taking a look at the Johnnies, here's Adam.
The second-seeded Johnnies finished with a 17-3 record in the MIAC regular season, playing their way into a second-place finish. They are led by senior Tyler Westman. The guard from Mankato, Minnesota is averaging 14.5 points and shooting 44.3% from beyond the arc in MIAC play. Another senior starter is point guard Matt Omi. He and the Johnnies will be hoping to avoid their playoff fate from last season, where they were one and done after a first-round loss to the Hamlin Pipers. Coach Smith talked about how his veteran point guard provides leadership on the court for the Johnnies.
Well, I would have to say that Matt Omi undoubtedly is the leader on our team. He's a guy who makes us go, and it's important for him, of course, to assume leadership and to get our people to do the right thing.
In addition, St. John's is 10-0 at Sexton Arena against MIAC opponents this season and 9-3 all-time in the playoffs. They are also 8-2 against other playoff opponents this season, which is tied with St. Thomas for the best record among playoff participants. Coach Smith talked about the keys for his team's success in the playoffs.
I would have to say Leeser and Westman are going to have to shoot better than 3-for-28 if we expect to win. I mean, that's a given, and they will. I mean, they're good shooters, and they just had a bad day, and they'll come back strong. But the rest of our people also have to be able to score. We can't rely just on 2 people to score baskets for us. We need a bunch of other people, and our bench normally has been very good coming in and scoring for us, and I think we may have to rely a little bit more on them.
And finally, Coach Smith discussed his potential semifinal matchup with the Bethel Royals.
They're a very good scoring team. They have some excellent perimeter players, and of course, Moberg inside is a load, you know, for us also. But I don't think you can hold them down. I don't think you can shut them down. I think they're going to get their points, and all you have to do is hope that that we score and score a little bit more. But again, it's not a given that they're going to be in the semifinals on Wednesday. St. Olaf is playing well and very capable of beating anyone.
On Wednesday night, the Johnnies will open up their drive to the MIAC title with the highest seed remaining from Monday's winners. The 2007 MIAC playoffs begin Monday night at 7:30 with the two first-round matchups. The winners of those two games will move on to play St. John's or St. Thomas at 7:30 on Wednesday evening. And finally, it all culminates on Saturday evening at 7:30 with at the highest seed remaining for the MIAC Championship.
For Adam Rossow, I'm Jake Sivan. This has been the 2007 MIAC Men's Basketball Playoff Preview Podcast.